Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is time for your Beltway Blitz. 12:18, Dave Gettleman says the Giants have a plan, and we're going to have to figure out exactly when the Raiders got in on the Antonio Brown sweepstakes. Mike Mayock saying it was after the Buffalo Bills deal for him collapsed late last week. But before we do that, let's go blitzing. Start you off with the Skins. Chris Russell, Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Chris, Adrian Peterson, 2 years, $8 million. Looks kind of like a one-year deal. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean that's basically what I take away from it as well. I mean, there's clearly no guarantee for 2020, and again, the contract terms have been reported right now. You know, certainly a much bigger base salary in 2020. You would expect that he, you know, with Geis, as long as he comes back, maybe some wear and tear on Peterson from a heavy load last year, that maybe he doesn't get there for whatever reason. So it looks like, you know, again, with performance-based pay and all that stuff, incentives, you know, probably right around $4 million, somewhere in that range against the cap this year for the Washington Redskins, if everything is met and if playing time is met. I think it's a pretty good deal. I think that's about what I expected. Again, a heavy slant towards the one-year deal. I think that's what the Redskins were shooting for. And I think for Adrian Peterson, it makes sense, too, because he knows he's probably not going to get to 1,250 combined yards this year.
Russell, as the free agency kind of is unfolding here, Mike Clay of NFL.com kind of keeps a running tab of talent in position groups on various teams, the best free agents remaining, etc. The Redskins are overall ranked 30th, mid-20s on defense in terms of talent, 31st in terms of offense. I want desperation to improve this offense. There doesn't seem to be any. To me, there needs to be way more urgency to get better on the offensive side of the ball. I would be horrified if I was involved and I saw what we saw last year. Why doesn't there seem to be at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is, again, they're crippled, as we all know, I think, by the salary cap, and they've chose not to release some of their, at least as of right now, their bigger salaries and their more bloated salaries, i.e. Vernon Davis on offense, you know, and Josh Norman on defense in the corner. So that's certainly restricted how much money they can spend. But I think even if they had a boatload of money to spend, I think while they would be more free with it, maybe a Golden Tate and going out and getting him because he could play outside and, of course, in the slot, I still think they would be somewhat conservative, Danny. I just think they think, wrongly, that they are a lot closer than we all think they are. Now, can I argue that they haven't become better this year? Of course they've become better this offseason, bringing back Peterson, as we talked about. Bringing in Case Keenum is better than no Case Keenum. And, of course, what they added in Landon Collins, who we'll meet at 2 o'clock over at Redskins Park. The bottom line is this. They're better than they were as a team. They're, I think, slightly better as an offense than they were when we last saw them in Week 17, because I look at it as Case Keenum in exchange for Josh Johnson. Obviously, that's an upgrade. But I don't think they're going to make that big splashy move because they feel they are closer and they're going to use we didn't really have the cap room to really justify going balls to the wall. They're going to say, if we stay healthy, we were humming along at a pretty efficient rate last year.
Thank you, Slashy.
Thank you, guys.
See you, brother.
Let's talk some hockey. JJ Reagan, NBCSportsWashington.com. The Capitals look to get back to their winning ways after having a 7-game winning streak snapped by the Penguins 2 days ago. They play the Flyers in Philly, the second of a 4-game road trip tonight. Last time they played the Flyers, JJ, they were up 5-0, and then Philly crept back into the game with a few goals. What do we need to know about tonight's matchup?
Well, the first thing to know is that there is going to be a lineup change. Chandler Stephenson is expected to go in on the fourth line. It's no surprise to see some changes there after a loss. I think they wanted to get Chandler Stephenson back in a long time ago, but they couldn't because they were on a winning streak and they wanted to ride the hot hand. Also, Jacob Voracek will not be in for the Flyers. He is suspended. He's serving the second game of a suspension after his appeal was denied by Commissioner Gary Bettman. So a big weapon will be missing for the Flyers tonight. And a game that's pretty important for them. They need this game to try to climb back into the playoff hunt, and the Caps need this game to stay ahead in the Metro.
Soft rock artist Jack Johnson Reagan. I only care about beating the Penguins. I've gotten myself into that mode. I was furious after that loss. Go into A, what went wrong, and B, what it matters going forward, because you know these guys are meeting in the playoffs again, and Pittsburgh still got that speed. They got that, you know, in basketball they call it spurtability, not a word, but you know what I mean. That minute 48 changed everything. What did we take away from that matchup here from the other night?
Yeah, you know, Penguins are the Penguins, and we've seen this before where they can get on a roll and get momentum and then score a flurry of goals in a short amount of time. The Capitals were the better team for the vast majority of that game, but 1 minute and 48 seconds just undid all of that. And it was because Evgeny Kuznetsov was too lax with the puck. You know, that is a concern going forward if you're looking at the bigger picture sort of thing. Like, he needs to turn it on. He needs to get in the playoff mode, because you can't always just flip that switch once you get into the postseason. So that's one of the big takeaways, is now is the time for Kuznetsov to get focused and get his team ready. You know, I liked the attitude from the Caps after that game. They weren't looking at this as, oh, ready for the playoffs, like that. They took it as one game, and that's ultimately what it was. It was one game. It was a game they should have won. It's a game they ended up losing because of one bad turnover and the momentum there. So I'm not taking any broader conclusions from it other than it's time for Kuznetsov to get going.
JJ, appreciate the time. We'll check you out on NBCSportsWashington.com.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See you, pal.
Thank you. The latest on the Capitals. Let's talk some hoops. The Wizards won last night. Bradley Beal was very good last night. It's kind of as good as it gets for them at this point. 100-90. Nick, a lot of people probably didn't check it out because the Wizards are a source of frustration at this point, but they missed a double-double from Thomas Bryant.
Thomas Bryant continues to be one of the biggest bright spots on this team. And we talked about this last night on Wizards Outsiders. Like, he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year. And if you're the Wizards, you may have to decide whether you want to pay more for Bobby Portis or just go with Thomas Bryant. If I'm the Wizards, I'm going Thomas Bryant. I think he has more upside. He's younger. He's going to be cheaper. He's got a lot of potential. Thing is, both those guys are not defensive centers, and then they're going to have to find somebody, because that was supposed to be Jan Mahimi, but as we know, he gets paid $16 million to sit on the bench and not actually play, so they're going to need to find somebody that can man the middle defensively in some way. But yeah, Thomas Bryant, he's also just likable. Like, he celebrates after every play. It's almost a little too much at times, but I like the enthusiasm, and you see the team feed off of it, and they trust him. We've seen them go to him in clutch moments. I mean, even Bradley Beal,
yeah.
That really goes a long way for a guy like that.
I still think they're going to make the playoffs. I know that sounds crazy.
It's not crazy. I keep telling you this. It's not crazy.
I still think they will, because they've got enough home dates. I think they only have 8 road wins overall in the season.
Yeah, terrible on the road.
By the way, is astounding and staggering, and Ernie Grunfeld should be fired.
Mind-blowing.
But I think they've got enough home dates against some teams that will have packed it in to be able to make the postseason, which I think is the worst thing that could possibly happen.
Listen, this stretch right now for them of 5 straight home games is really going to be telling as to whether they can climb back
Charlotte,
in.
Charlotte, a big one.
Yeah, Charlotte is a huge one, and they lost that last game. That was on the road, but they needed that win. But the key is that they get the win over the Kings, which, I mean, that's a Western Conference team, but it's still a win. A win is a win at this point. But you beat Orlando. That was important. Orlando's above you in the standings. Now you've got Charlotte. Win this game, and you really change the playoff picture for yourself if you're the Wizards.
Nick Ashew, boys and girls. Wizards Outsiders is where you can see him. NBC Sports Washington, of course, NBCSportsWashington.com content as well. And he'll be on at 2 o'clock getting you ready for the Landon Collins press conference, which you'll hear exclusively here on 106.7 The Fan at that time. We're talking to Landon Collins today in 1 hour at 1:20 on G&D.
Look at that waist. He's never had pie, National Pie Day.
I have had pie.
Look at that waistline.
I enjoy pie.
You don't.
Yeah, I bet
you
do.
Like spinach.
Who doesn't like pie?
You. Spinach pie with like no crust.
I bet you love pie.
No crust.
You like pie. Hoffman likes donuts. Just a bunch of guys
yeah,
that don't
sure
wear anything telling
like,
us how much
oh my
they
God,
like food.
I love food, the skinny guy said.
I have to go on a date. I love eating cheeseburgers, the girl said, who got a salad. Just this time, though. I normally don't.
Oh my God, I have a food baby.
This is a great impression of us, by the way.
Yeah, that's how you sound to us.
This is a great impression.
It's how you sound to us, skinny man.
It wasn't supposed to be you. Okay. Tiny guy.
It kind of was, though.
You jerk. Nick Ashew, friends.
I will not be ridiculed by you two. I hate you both.
My mom's going to be upset. She called me this morning on my way to the station.
You're too mean to Nick Ashew?
No. The bit was.
You are mean to me.
She says.
You're not.
She goes, you've sounded a little bit mean the last couple days on the radio. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, Dad said he heard you making fun of Stephen A. Smith. I said, okay.
Yeah.
And she said, and.
Ms. Paulson, I'm so sorry, but we got
to
do it.
And she goes, and you were mean to Craig Hoffman yesterday. I said, I didn't think I was mean to Craig Hoffman.
These are two grown men debating about sports. It's the medium.
I disagree with Craig Hoffman. She goes, well, you seem to be in a bad mood. I said, I promise I'm not in a bad mood. Just just trying to do 4 hours
well,
of radio.
That's how it came across.
Go home and live my life. That's all I'm trying to do.
You're just a man that wants free agency to happen on your own time and eat some chicken
lettuce
wraps.
I just want to be at Yard House. Just get me to Yard House.
Let me do that.
But I was mean to Nick Ashew, and I apologize. My mom probably caught that 1 minute of the show, and she's like, three straight days.
It's not mean to say you have a wonderful waistline and you're incredibly handsome and there's no way you've eaten
pie.
We
called him a jerk and told him he's a liar.
Yeah, I guess we did do that.
We're Grant and Danny. We are mean occasionally, and you are listening to The Fan. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. I'm trying to talk Danny out of making a $10,000 bet right now because I don't think he's actually going to pay up on it.
$10,000's a lot.
So Junior Gallette tweeted today that the Redskins are going to win 12 games next year.
No doubt about it. You heard it here first, is what he said.
That makes no sense, and that will not happen. But he tweeted that anyway. Maybe because he wants a job here, maybe because Redskins fans are very nice to him. I don't really know why, but he thinks they're going to go 12-4. So Danny was ready to tweet him and say, want to bet $10,000 on that.
I was going to tweet him, copy it, and then do the retweet at Funny Danny, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. I'll bet you $10,000 they don't.
But what I'm trying to tell you is not to do it because in the rare, and it would be the first time they've won 12 games in 30 years, but in the rare, somehow amazing situation that all the stars align for Washington and they get to 12-4, you then would have to pay Junior Gallette $10,000.
Yeah. Reasonably, by the way, my wife probably wouldn't be thrilled with that as we're trying to save money to purchase a home. So
your
I don't think that's the smartest thing.
Paying off bets also, not very good.
Well,
don't forget that.
When it's correct, by the way, I certainly do pay it off. By the way, I still owe
you guys
lunch.
You still owe us all lunch.
I'm happy to do that.
Never paid that.
But we didn't do it there was a reason we didn't do it because like people were doing things, like someone was getting married or something, and we ended up like not going to lunch. But I'm happy to
pay
that.
The only bet you paid off on your own terms that it wouldn't have held up in court when you just supposedly for a week without telling us did the payoff without any of us knowing that you were doing except to take your word for it.
I saved myself from the incorrect ridicule of persecution.
I'm sure I should just show up at my hearing and say, I've already served the time, Your Honor. I was on house arrest for the last 3 months. You don't have to give me any more house arrest.
Well, you said the word time already served.
For the record, Junior Gallette doesn't know that Sean Kelly never got his cowboy boots. So what does it matter?
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Sean Kelly does not have any cowboy boots. That's partially on me as well.
That's on all of us.
So you're 0 for 3 or 4 there. And then there is the field goal bet. When Danny told us he could make 19 out of 20 40-yard field goals for $500, and then he just refused to kick and said his wife won't let him do it. That
she's like, what if you miss? What if you like slip and miss one?
Or just
like you're not
miss
doing that.
10 like you're going to.
No, it's easy. Kicking is easy.
Everyone should
make every field goal.
Are you still saying you can make 19 of 20 40-yard field goals?
Not anymore. I'm not as in good shape as I was 5 years ago when I made the bet. But I can make 19 out of 20 30-yarders.
We could go to St. James inside. No bad conditions for you there.
Interesting prospect.
By the way, if you could make 19 out of 20 from 30, I'd give you $500.
No, I don't need your money. It's too easy.
It's not too easy.
Every kick should be made.
You refuse to actually execute the bet.
Every kick should be made.
Let's do it. Let's go to the St. James. They're a sponsor. I'm there a lot. We will go there. You will kick 20 field goals from 30 yards. And you can buy us dinner afterwards at Spike Mendelson's joint for the dinner that you owe us. And we can have listeners join us and watch.
Every kick inside of 40 yards should be made every time, unless it's blocked. Every kick should be made every time. It's inexcusable.
I agree. That's the whole different story. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to go to St. James and do the bet?
No, because if I somehow like slip or like I don't have the right shoes on or something, I make 18 out of 20.
You did it. You screwed up. I told you.
The whole point is kicking is easy. I'm trying to explain how easy it is.
I think at best you'd make like 8 out of 20.
That's incorrect. But the beauty of this, and it's turned into this thing where it's like you make fun of me, and I'm sure Tommy's giving a zing in your ear, and it's great.
How bad does it
the
sound though when Danny goes, if I slip and fell and missed one?
The point is, kicking is so easy, and it was tried to illustrate that. Kicking is easy. Long kicks of like 50 yards in the wind are hard. professionals not being able to kick a ball between the uprights from 40 yards and in is the equivalent of like a major league pitcher who just, you know, Rick and keel the ball and can't throw it anywhere near the plate. It's unacceptable. It's ridiculous. Kicking is so simple. Every kick should go in unless somebody misses an assignment or a guy jumps over the line of scrimmage and it's blocked. So the point is, kicking is easy.
All of that is
my
fair.
My attempt is to illustrate how easy the kicking is.
Let's go 18 out of 20,
everyone's like, oh, my God, he screwed up. Huh?
No,
I told you.
If you got 18 out of 20, people would build a statue of you.
They wouldn't. Nobody would do it.
If you got 18 out of 20, everyone would be very excited.
I would sit there. They're gonna hope that I miss. And like, they
of course
try to heckle me or whatever. Yeah, because the point is,
and
kicking
luckily
is easy.
You're going to miss 16 out of the 20, so we're all going to be very excited.
I mean, out of shape, zilch. Who's 40 years old.
Who said that he could make 19 out of 20 from 40?
Like 5 years ago, I could have.
Okay. And you refused to do it then.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just said you could make 19 out of 20 from 30 today. That wasn't 5 years ago. You said that 5 seconds ago.
I don't care about that. Here's what I care about. Kicking is easy. And everyone should understand how easy kicking
you
is.
You don't even have to pay me if you don't do it.
I'll
just hand you $500 cash if you hit 19 out of 20. There's no downside
for
you.
I'm not doing that. I'm not taking your money. All I want is everyone to say, kicking is easy, kicking is easy, kicking is easy, kicking is easy. As long as we get that. As long as everybody in concert, like the backup singers for Queen going, Galileo, kicking's easy, kicking's easy. If everybody does that, then we'll have it settled. That's the only part I care about. You guys care about this weird exercise of me like going out on grass and like pulling a quad.
You mean good radio? Yep, I do care about that.
I care about how easy kicking is.
And also, this past NFL season has shown us that kicking is actually not that easy.
It's not easy at all. I'm begging you, Danny. Let me try one more time. There's no downside. All you have to do is go kick field goals at the St. James, a sponsor that you did a read for how great it was 20 minutes ago and how much you love to go there. We're going to go to the St. James. You're going to kick field goals. I'm going to hand you $500 if you do what you say you absolutely are going to do. If you're not able to do what you say you're going to do, we just go eat dinner and go home as friends.
I'm now just going to be stubborn and not do what you guys want me to do because I'm irritated about it. But, Tommy, what data points are you citing? 85 kicks, percent of kicks were made last year in the NFL.
Yeah, long percentage are, wise, but how many games were altered because of one kick?
I couldn't pull that at the top of my head. I just know that the
also,
rate of
15%
field goals
of kicks
made,
being missed when you're saying none should ever be missed, not to mention you're talking about a 30-yard distance. How many extra points were missed last year? 60?
I don't 50? Have that in front of me, but
I mean, there was remember that one day, one Sunday when there was
been.
Like 8 extra points missed?
Well, the Steelers game last year where I can't remember the kicker's name, he missed almost every kick extra point.
Earl's saying we should do this for charity. Let's do a cause. You've got causes you really like. What's we could do it Zim's Foundation. We could do whatever you want. We could do a charity event at the St. James to kick field goals.
You guys can do that. Everyone's more than welcome to go and do that.
This is so great. This is so perfect. You don't want to do this?
No. I want...
We're bringing back a five-year-old bet that you've got to pay off here.
Yeah.
Now we're not even making you pay it off. It's just for fun.
Listen, I am not in good shape. I'll hurt myself. I'm not interested in doing it. I'm interested in how easy kicking is, and I want that admission. I care about that more than anything
Mosley
else.
Mark Mosley Jr. just tweeted us. I wonder who his dad is.
His dad was pretty good.
No way Funny Danny could make half those field goals. Could have my dad judge it. Mark Mosley will come judge you.
What does he need to judge?
He stands
judging?
Under the goalposts and says if it's good or not.
And he's going to give me the Australian rules football style, like yes or no?
Throw in a Five Guys gift card and we're doing it. Let's go.
Nah.
Mark Mosley's going to judge it.
Shout out to Mark Mosley, by the way. I love your burgers.
For charity. We'll have Five Guys cater it. We'll do it at the St. James. It sounds amazing. Let's go.
Just donate to charity. We don't have to have this exercise. Everyone can donate to charity if they want to.
Oh, I'm so mad. You're ruining what would be one of our greatest segments in show history.
What's great about that? We're not doing it during the show.
You don't think? Yes, we would. Absolutely.
I mean,
live.
During the day, yes. We're driving out to the St. James for me to kick
field. We're doing a live broadcast from 10 to 2 from the St. James. By the way, we've done a show from 10 feet away from the field goal goalposts already once on 106.7 The Fan Day because we have a great relationship with them. So then we tell everyone, show up at 12:30. Danny's going to kick. I'm calling play-by-play. Tommy and Dara in the booth doing color. Let's go. Mark Mosley's there. He gives you a tutorial right beforehand. You walk out dry. You kick 20 field goals. We see how many you can make. 30-yard distance. By the way, we've moved it up 10 yards. You don't have to pay off your bet anymore.
Is Danny kicking off of a tee, or do we need to get, like, Nick Sundberg involved? Maybe he could long snap it.
I'm sure now we'll be off of a high school block. The point is, he was saying he could make the NFL kick, so I think it would just be someone holding it off grass. How about Sundberg snaps and friggin' Tressway holds? I'll set that up.
No,
I'll set it up.
I'm not doing any of that.
Please give me this moment.
No.
Nick Sundberg snaps. Tressway holds. Dustin Hopkins is there. Mark Mosley is there. Money is raised for charity.
Just donate to charity if you're so inclined.
What about all these people hanging out with us?
They can donate to charity too. There's nothing fun about this.
Let's pick a day. Let's pick a day to do it.
You can pick a day. You can search the building high and low for me. Look around.
I'm going to have a meeting with CK. We'll set a date, and you're going to kick 20 field goals from, you said 30 now. Maybe by the time we do it, it'll be 20.
We're not doing it, so you can do what you want. I'm not doing that. I would hurt myself. There's no way.
But you would make 19 out of 20 if you did.
5 years ago, I could have.
But you said earlier today you'd make 19 out of 20 from 30.
Until I blew up my quad trying to swing my leg
so
through.
So you wouldn't make 19 out of 20.
If I was able to healthily get through it. Healthily? Is that even a word? Then yeah, because kicking is easy.
The only thing I care about is talk about this, Danny.
That's great. Talk about it all
you want. Let's take calls on this next. There's a couple lines open, though. Should we do this? What do you think of the event? What ways could we use to spruce up the event a little bit? Remember, Landon Collins is on the show in less than an hour at 120. 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny on The Fan. I mean, this is just getting out of hand now. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. Landon Collins on the show in less than an hour at 120. Spread the word. There's a guy who just sent us a comment, and I'm not even trying to laugh while I read this.
I know. Because it's funny.
It's kind of funny, but it's not. I think he actually isn't able to kick. And he said, I'd kick the field goals if I could, but I can't move my legs. Come on, Danny, do it for the disabled. I mean, this guy wants you to kick. I got another guy here that says, Danny, you won't even kick for the homeless orphan babies. We got people on the line that are willing to donate $300 and $500 to a charity of your choice.
Please just donate that money. If you're so eager to donate money, donate the money.
They need a great 30 minutes of radio out of it.
Contact Nick Sundberg. Donate to Loads of Love. Contact the Zims Foundation. Donations are always open. You don't need me to pull my quad.
So here's how we got here. At the beginning of our time together as a show, I want to say going into like our second season, probably 4 years ago now.
Dude, I think it's like one of the first things we did.
Maybe,
this is early on, right?
Danny claimed on the show that he would make 20 field goals from 40 yards without missing any. Or you said 19 out of 20, I think, because you said there would be one that hit a post or maybe you'd slip or something. So you said you'd hit 19 out of 20 from 40 yards. And it was something that a lot of people thought was hilarious and outrageous and ridiculous. And basically, you stood your ground. I mean, occasionally, you know, you say something crazy like this. Like, I've done this in the past, and people start explaining it away. And you talk to people, you're like, okay, maybe I can't. Danny just stuck his flag in the ground and said he could do it. So he made a bet on the air that day. He goes, okay. I said, put your money where your mouth is. $500.
$500.
And you said, no problem.
And
by the way, well, that was early in our show because we were just throwing around cash we didn't have.
The air delay took place, so of what, about 10 seconds. The signal reached the radio where my wife was sitting, and she texted me right away and said, you are not doing that.
So Danny had to come back on the next segment and say, I'm not doing it. My wife won't let me. Okay,
which
fine.
Is embarrassing. That's not a great look for me, by the way.
It's embarrassing. Some of us claim to this day that it was you just getting a convenient out from your wife. But the point is, he never kicked. Well, recently it came back up several months ago. And then today when we were just talking about it, you said, I can't make them from 40 anymore, but I could make 19 out of 20 from 30. So I now have a genius idea that I think would be our greatest segment we've ever done together, where we would go to the St. James indoor facility, we would kick on their field goal posts, and we would see how many out of 20 kicks from, we'll move it up 10 yards to 30 yards, because Danny says he would hit 19, he would make. And I'm even saying now, let's tie in charity. Mark Mosley Jr. hit us up, said his dad would judge if they're good or not. Just an MVP in the National Football League. I'm going to have Nick Sundberg snap, Tressway hold. I'll have Dustin Hopkins there to help Mark Mosley coach you. And we're going to raise a bunch of money for charity. And Danny is still saying he's not going to do it. And I've even taken the $500 you'd owe me if you didn't make the 19 kicks off the table. So there's no downside for you whatsoever anymore. As a guy who's saying he's going to make these 19 kicks.
What people don't understand, and this is all adorable and it's fun. Everyone's having a nice moment, and that's great. Everybody has to wear it sometimes on the show, and this is my moment to wear it. When I bend down in a slightly incorrect way, I don't know it's incorrect as I'm bending down, but if I pick up my almost one-year-old, I'm sore for 6 days. It's all fun for everybody that shows up. right? They're having a great time, and they'll laugh if I miss one, and then we'll clap and over-applaud, and we'll do that making a Welcher thing where everybody thinks it's so hilarious, and they slap their knee, and that's great. Again, it was my turn to wear it. They don't have to live with what I have to live with then. They don't have to not be able to parent effectively because I pulled my quad and I have to walk around helpless. They don't have to do that. I do.
You could stretch.
There's an effect. That doesn't help me anymore, Grant. I am an old bitch. Do you understand me?
But the whole point of this
Nick Ashew is in shape going, you just train. You could train me for 1,000 years.
But you claimed you could make 19 of 20 and you still feel that way.
Kicking is easy. All I care about is people acknowledge that every kick under 40 yards should go in. Me using my own analogy or my own aptitude, which I don't really have, is an example of that. Kicking is easy. Everyone needs to say that. And if people say that, that's all I care about. Give money to charity if you want
but
to.
But Danny.
I'm not doing this.
You do feel like if you could kick and stay healthy for 20 kicks from 30 yards, you would make 19.
Oh, yeah, without question. Because that's easy. Kicking is easy. If you have 2 feet and you're awake, you can kick from 30 yards. That's easy.
Please let this happen. Please don't rob this from me.
It's easier than you returning a kick in the NFL back to the 16-yard line, by the way, which you claimed and still claim.
I don't claim that as hard at this point, I'll be honest with you. After talking to some professionals and going through some different things, it's not quite likened to being the same, but here's what I never did. I never guaranteed you $500 if you lined me up with the NFL that we work out the exercise. I would have backpedaled before then. You still say you could do it, but I'll get hurt, so I'm not going to.
I'm old.
Let's go to Chris and Reston on G&D. Let's go rapid fire. What's up, Chris?
Danny, you are being the worst type of sports fan right now. The guy that sits back in his recliner and grumbles and says how bad these professional athletes are. Somebody puts up money, and you don't even have to put money on the other side, and you're backing down. Nobody wants to hear it. You either do it for charity or don't say anything about it anymore.
Are you going to pay anything to charity?
Yeah, I'm in for $300.
He's in for $300, people.
But here's the thing, sir. I would like to not say anything about it anymore. I didn't bring this up. I'd like to never talk about it again.
But you do. Anytime someone misses a kick, you bring up how easy kicking is.
Kicking is easy.
No one should ever miss a field goal, which is absurd.
Long field goals or if it's muddy.
Mo
and
Largo, what's up, dude?
Hey, Mo.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, dude.
So my question starting off, Danny, how old are you?
39.
Okay, and we're talking 30-yard field goals. Like, are you in that bad a shape
where
you can't go through 20 field goals?
Yes,
okay, so how can you do spots for St. James and be in that? But, like, I'm going to need you to take advantage of the resources that you have at your disposal, bro.
Mo,
I mean, you're not getting any younger.
Nice,
I'm
going
to need you to come back to it.
I go to the gym. I try very hard to stave off whatever this is. People don't understand the old bitchness. So some people are 39 in great shape. Some people can do things. Other people can't. I'm in the can't category. I am so pathetic. Understand that.
I got a buddy willing to pay you $100. He says all you got to do is make 4 out of 5. You won't be sore after 5 kicks. Let's go to Aaron in Virginia. Aaron, how are you?
What's up, man? This is my only thing I got to say. I agree completely that kicking is easy.
Thank you.
For somebody who's getting paid millions of dollars, been kicking their whole life. But for you to just claim that you can kick 19 out of 20 from 30 and you can't even kick, you can't pick your one-year-old up, you should know you couldn't do it if you was healthy.
This is the point.
That's great.
Dude, that's a good point, mate. It's a good case.
Let's go to Cheese in Silver Spring. Cheese. We got to make this happen. I know for a fact you're taking off from work to be at the St. James.
So here's my thing. Do like a full-blown, like 106.7 The Fan kicks cancer, enter in, whatever. Have Daniel do some stand-up. Have Cakes, you know, do a buy-in for poker. Have Bish be angry and talk about golf. Have Dukes do whatever, bring out ponytails and his, his cover band. And have it be a whole big thing. I think it's awesome. Donate at the door. Have a bunch of sillies there. Get some old skins, Nats, whoever, and have it be a good, like, fun, wholehearted event.
Jeez, I'm for it as long as Danny kicks field goals at some point.
If we want to do a charity event, I'm happy to do that.
Let's do it.
Let's do a charity event.
That's what
event.
I've been saying.
Not one where, like, I'm embarrassing myself for people.
How would you be? You're embarrassing yourself by making 19 out of 20 field goals?
No,
it's not embarrassing.
But kicking, are people showing up hoping I make them? They're
no,
not,
they're
they?
Hoping you miss them.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're going to make them and shove it in their face, aren't
I will,
you?
I will not be a clown to be bemused at. I will not be a source of embarrassment in the hopes that I fail.
But the whole point is that you're not going to fail, right?
No. The point is, people hope that something goes wrong for me. That was what this whole Snowgate was all about. It wasn't about what was true. It was about punishing me, because that's funny when I get upset. All people care about is me being upset, and that's fine.
No, I want that acknowledged. You're missing this.
Kicking is easy. All you guys care about is me failing. I'm not participating
in that. We've got saunas. We've got cryotherapy and massages at the St. James.
That's all true.
They'll take care of you after you get hurt.
That's not
enough.
We've got
trainers. This is about Nick Sundberg snapping, Tressway holding, Dustin Hopkins standing behind you, the MVP of the league in 1983, Mark Mosley, standing under the goalpost judging.
This is about people hoping that I fail and laughing about it.
This is about a man paying off a debt.
I won't participate
in that. A radio show and to society.
I will not be a clown here for you, Amusement.
Then don't say you could make 19 out of 20 field goals from 30 yards.
Okay. I won't say that.
Could you make it?
I'm over here not saying it.
Bobby in Illinois.
Hey, Bobby.
All right, I just have a question for Danny.
Yes, sir.
And I want to give you credit real quick.
Yes.
All right, you were a Division I college baseball player.
Let us not forget.
But I'm just trying to pump you up a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
Like, you got some athleticism in you. The question I have for you is, have you ever actually tried to kick a field goal in your life? Do you have experience that suggests that you can make one of these, let alone 19?
Not in a game or anything, but like the best around on the playground like everybody else? Sure.
But when was that? When you were 10?
No, when I was like 17.
You hung out on playgrounds when you were 17?
Well, I don't know, like a sports field? Like playing touch football with buddies?
But there's a chance you haven't kicked a field goal in 23 years.
More than that. Yeah, I haven't kicked a field goal in decades. I have no idea if I could kick a field goal or not.
And you're so confident in how many you would make.
Because kicking is easy.
Jason in Woodbridge.
Yeah, Danny, I was on that you were just acting really scary, but now I think, you know, everybody should go get on their Grant should kick, and there's no way any of y'all are making one out of 20.
Guess what? I am thrilled to kick for charity. Can't wait. Donate $1,000 every time I miss. I'll miss from 30 yards, 19 out of 20 field goals. The last time I kicked, by the way, I hurt my foot. Do you remember when I came in here and I was on crutches for like 2 days, weirdly?
Oh, I do remember
that.
Had
some like weird ligament thing. It's because I was kicking footballs at the local high school.
Yeah, and you're not 39.
That was like a year ago. And I made the first two extra points, and then I missed like four in a row. I went like 2 for 6.
I will gladly go 0 for 20 from 10 yards out for charity.
Oh, you're a real hero.
Tommy, you in to kick for charity to be embarrassed in front of everybody?
Real heroes over
there. Yeah, but I mean, I was the one that said that kicking was hard. So I don't know why I need to be a part of this.
That's a good say.
That's a good point. I'm going
to
go 1 for 20. A combined 3 for 60, let's say, between the three of us. Luckily, Danny will raise our average because he's guaranteed he's going to go 19 of 20. Stay tuned for more details. I'm not letting this die on the vine. I think this...
It's dead.
This could be too good for the show.
It's dead.
Too fun for you as a listener. Too important for the Grant and Danny radio program. We got to have a meeting with CK about it.
I am not an animal.
We got to figure this out. Landon Collins at 120. Brett Connolly at 135. Next on G&D, some of the NFL stories other than Adrian Peterson that took place yesterday. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Browns are giving Sheldon Richardson a 3-year, $36 million contract. Could max out at $39 million and includes 15 in guarantees. That was after Sheldon Richardson last year went to Minnesota to play for the Vikings, had some success on their defensive front. The Browns are loading up. They have become one of the most exciting teams in all of football. Big news yesterday, the Chiefs released Eric Berry. Eric Berry hits the market at safety, where despite all of the safeties that have been signed, including Landon Collins with the Redskins, who's going to be on the show live on the phone in 30 minutes, there's still a decent market available. Berry played one game in 2017, two games in 2018. He's 30 years old. I can't imagine he's going to get paid a whole lot. But he doesn't turn 31 until the end of next season. And before the last 2 years, of course, he beat cancer. And what an amazing story he's been. He was one of the best safeties in the league.
He was a baller.
2012 to 2016, that five-season stretch, maybe one, two safeties better. I don't even know who they would have been. That was post-Ed Reed, mm-hmm. end of Ed Reed. Perhaps a guy like Earl Thomas.
It's Earl Thomas, maybe. Right?
And
a couple other guys.
Truth,
yeah, Berry was great. So that market, though, still, and this may have been updated or may not be updated, but there are starters, guys that played at a pretty decent level. Andrew Sendejo, too much money from Minnesota, so they got rid of him. Jonathan Cyprian was a solid starter in Tennessee. Guys like Mike Mitchell, Kentrell Bryce is only 25, Glover Quinn, Trey Boston, safeties. There are plenty of safeties to be had. A lot of the guys at the top of the marketplace have signed for pretty decent money. So I guess my axiom or my feeling that nobody values the safety position, I guess, isn't quite true because some guys have gotten signed for decent money. But the point is there are a lot of guys available in the safety market. So you may not believe my initial stance that nobody cares about safety. Just know that there's still tons of guys available. It's a deep marketplace.
Pats, Steelers, the two teams most interested in Golden Tate, apparently. Golden Tate in Detroit was immensely consistent and productive for several years. Kind of one of the more underrated receivers in football for a four-year stretch. Here's his catch totals, 2014 through 2017. 99, 90, 91, 92. Now, some ways he was maybe a stat compiler in a pass-heavy offense, but he really was a good player, too. 1,300, 800, 1,000, and 1,000 yards over a four-season stretch where he had a total of 18 touchdowns. Last year, he started the year in Detroit and in four starts in seven games caught 44 passes, and they traded him. Went to Philly, got off to a really slow start with the Eagles, ended up catching 30 balls. So he still finished. Everyone acts like last year was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He had 77 catches for about 800 yards and four touchdowns last year.
So he was the guy, and again, I look stupid after the fact because he didn't really produce in Philadelphia, but I wanted the Redskins to trade for him simply because you go back, pick your year. Golden Tate is in the top five or six in yards after the catch rankings. Tough to bring down, elusive, quicker than you think. Not, you know, sprint away, 100-yard meter champion fast, but again, sneaky, couldn't catch him in a phone booth kind of thing. And that was the guy that I thought would help this Redskins offense, which, again, had no yards after the catch last year, bottom three in the league in that category. So I thought it would be a good fit. But he's still around, and people are looking at maybe a decline there, but I wonder if he got into the right spot, it might be a better situation.
Well, I love both of those teams' spots for him, New England and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I could see him having a field day with the Steelers. They need to replace Antonio Brown, obviously.
Some of those quick little throws.
Absolutely. But more importantly, maybe New England with Tom Brady. That almost feels like a better fit.
Doesn't it?
Because closer to the line of scrimmage, a lot of screens, a lot of quick little 5 and 7 yard in-break and routes for him. Kind of what he's been up to. DeSean Jackson says he wanted to finish where he started. Traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. Agreed to a 3-year extension with them that's going to pay him under $30 million. Jackson got his way out of Tampa Bay where he was not happy, didn't get utilized the way he wanted last season. So the Redskins now have to deal with him. And Philadelphia and Jackson as a deep threat in the division again. I'll say this. I'll take the trade-off of a receiver coming into the division in Jackson with his dynamic speed and Odell Beckham leaving. So far, if you're Greg Minuski, you're getting more sleep, not less sleep.
If you had to pick who would you rather be in the division at this point, I'll take Jackson. Even though I think that's a great fit for Carson Wentz, by the way.
Definitely.
Because what's going to happen is it's not necessarily the design stuff, and yeah, Jackson will get behind defenders. It's the, you think he got Wentz dead to rights, he ducks under somebody, shakes off one more tackle, scrambles to buy a little bit more time, and Jackson does that move where he's working back to the football, and then he takes off running. And then Wentz throws deep, he catches it, Jackson backs into the end zone and spikes it super hard on someone's logo. That's going to happen a few times.
He's 32. He's a speed guy. Those are scary things to add together. Generally, you kind of hit the wall faster with his skill set. So I wonder how much football he's got left, but you have to imagine he'll be able to help him this season. Right now, 39 of the 100 free agents Pro Football Talk ranked as the best available start of the league year are still available.
How many?
39.
39.
Is that crazy or what?
I want
61 have already found homes.
Because there are guys that are on that list like Clay Matthews. And I think of what happened with Major League Baseball just now, right, where stars, or the last 2 years really, stars at a certain level are holding out for their asking price. You still got two guys that are objectively really good. Craig Kimbrell, Dallas Keuchel, not signed. Well, it's not that 30 teams don't want them. 30 teams would love to have those guys. It's just they go, nope, this is the asking price. And everyone's kind of like just telling you, okay, we're
let
not
us
doing
know
that.
When it comes down.
So I wonder if that's kind of the same thing with the Clay Matthews, for example. Just the name that I'm thinking of who's still on the list.
Maybe.
Meaning, if you want me, it's, for the sake of argument, $10 million, and the rest of the league's going, nope.
I mean, it's been 3 days. So if he's still available closer to training camp, I would buy that. I think at this point, there's a lot of guys younger, better, cheaper than him.
Right.
You got to find the perfect fit. Might be hard to do. The best player available, according to PFT, is Ronald Darby, the cornerback from the Eagles, number 18 on the list. The second best player is Rams defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh,
sure,
who is number 23. Some other big names still on the market. We mentioned Golden Tate, defensive tackle Muhammad Wilkerson, edge rusher Bruce Irvin, great pass rusher Justin Houston, a little bit long in the tooth at this point. Safety, Clinton Dix.
Still available.
Clay Matthews, you just named. Randall Cobb, longtime Packer, and Steven Gaskowski of the Patriots. He's a kicker, though, Danny, so you probably don't care about him at all.
No, I do not.
You can't possibly.
I would eliminate the
him.
Position if I could. I'd have athletes do it like they did in the old days. Marcus Golden is an intriguing name to me, by the way. I know we play for the Cardinals, and everybody's got a Cardinal stink on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy that I'm intrigued by. I've seen a couple of those flashes with some quality pass rushing from old Marcus Golden.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Brett Connolly is going to join us to talk about the upcoming matchup with the Flyers at 135, 120, 20 minutes from now. Landon Collins live on this show ahead of his 2 o'clock press conference. You will hear that on 106.7 The Fan as well. So spread the word. Landon Collins on G&D in 20 minutes. Guys, Grant Paulson from my friends at Quip. I've been telling you about this brilliant electric toothbrush that is a must-have better electric toothbrush created by dentists, designers. Quip, designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and enjoyable. Sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle on those gums. Built-in two-minute pulses every 30 seconds remind you when to switch sides. Multi-use cover mounts on your mirror. Unmounts to slide over the bristles for on-the-go brushing. Brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for only $5. Here's the deal. Go to getquip.com right now because 20,000 dental professionals tell you to, and you're going to enjoy brushing your teeth more than you did previously. If you go to getquip.com/grant now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free. GETQUIP.com/grant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.